Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Thursday, September the 23rd, 2010. This is Investors Political Daily. Senator A.B. Swindell's desperation ad exploits mistaken identity. In 2008, I knew that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Dole was losing her race when she ran the now infamous Godless ad against her Democratic opponent, Kay Hagan, tying her to a group called the Godless Americans PAC. The ad included a female voice saying, "There is no God." Hagan is a lifelong Presbyterian, a former Sunday school teacher. Desperation is the mark of a loser. In 2008, I knew that State Treasurer Richard Moore, Democrat from Vance County, was losing his race with Beverly Perdue for the Democratic nomination for governor when he ran ads suggesting that Perdue was soft on the Ku Klux Klan. Desperation is the mark of a loser. Today's Rocky Mount Telegram carries a story by Jeffrey Cooper about a political attack flyer mailed last week by A.B. Swindell, Democrat, Nash County, featuring a picture of cocaine and a record of felony drug charges against Buck Newton, his Republican opponent, that the Watauga County DA's office said over 10 years ago charges were a matter of mistaken identity. There was never an arrest. Desperation, the mark of a loser. According to the Rocky Mount Telegram story, the flyer depicts a police officer in several marked vehicles with flashing lights. The brochure includes images of lines of cocaine on a mirror and scanned public records that show Newton's full name and suggest that he was arrested and charged with 8 felony drug counts. Quote, a June 23, 1999 affidavit from then Assistant DA Gerald Wilson, this was all in Watauga County, states that there was no evidence that Newton was involved in the possession, use, or sale of drugs. The drug charges originally were brought against Newton as a result of an undercover operation. The affidavit also states that the undercover police officer responsible for the mistaken identity was relieved of his duties shortly after the events. Swindell told the Rocky Mount Telegram that he will continue to back the public records that have been presented in his campaign brochures. Well, perhaps Senator Swindell needs to back the public affidavit dated June 23, 1999 from then Assistant DA Gerald Wilson that states there was no evidence that Newton was involved in the possession, use, or sale of drugs. Desperation, the mark of a loser. Today's Investors Political Daily Senate scoreboard has been changed. Senator A.B. Swindell is no longer favored to win. The favored status has been shifted to his opponent, Buck Newton. Republicans now have 27 races where they are likely to prevail, and they only need 26 for a majority in the 50-member North Carolina Senate. Add them. Winners, 11 Republicans face no opposition. Likely winners, 9 Republicans are in safe Republican districts. Favored, 7 Republicans have the political advantage and would win if the elections were held today. That's 27. I've also taken A.B. Swindell off the list of top 10 opportunity races for free market advocates and replaced him on that list with Buck Newton. Newton has a legal practice in Wilson and is chairman of the Wilson County Republican Party. If you would like to help Newton, go to his website and click on the donate button. That's http://www.buckforsenate.com. Remember, all of the top 10 opportunity candidates have hot links to their websites on the Investors Political Daily scoreboard. Just let your cursor hover over the names of the candidates who are underlined in the Senate and House Investors Political Daily charts, and you will see that they are now hot linked to the campaign websites. This is to facilitate your ability to help the candidates of your choosing in the races still in play in the battle for the majority in the state Senate and House. Well, there you have it. September the 23rd, 2010. According to Investors Political Daily, the GOP is well positioned to win the majority in the North Carolina Senate and the North Carolina House in November. Don't forget, the John Davis Political Report is now accessible only with a username and password. I hope that you will choose to stay on top of the late-breaking trends and Investors Political Daily by purchasing one of the following four levels of subscriptions. Individual, small business, only $48.50 a year. Premium subscription for corporations and trade associations, only $485 a year. And if you want a consultation relationship, that's the advantage level subscription, only $4,850 a year. Go to johndavisconsulting.com and subscribe today. And as always, thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.